Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuwarawa nā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Arotorua Lakes District Councillor says a petition may be a way for residents to let the government know their opposition to having more hotels in the Sulphur City turned into managed isolation quarantine facilities. The petition was launched yesterday by Wairiki MP Rawiri Waititi, who says COVID response minister Chris Hipkins is unfairly targeting the city. Merepeka Raukawa Tate says there has been no consultation with the council nor with Te Arawa. She says government sees Rotorua's large numbers of hotels and motels as a solution to any crisis, to the detriment of its historic tourism focus.
I mean, you just have to drive down or walk down our tourism mile, Fenton Street, coming into the city, and it really does look as if we've been taken over by the Martians. It's not a good look. We've got these canvas-covered fences that surround the big MIQ facilities. We've got so many motels taken by MSC for temporary accommodation and emergency accommodation. No tourist really wants to come and spend time in the city that actually does look as if it's become the social welfare centre for New Zealand.
Merepeka Raukawa Tate. A Hauraki Māori Health Trust wants police on the roads 24 hours a day, enforcing travel bans between regions. Rihanna Manuel from Te Korowai Hauora or Hauraki in Thames says lockdown is no fun, but it's essential to stop transmission of COVID-19. While police have checkpoints out, she's heard of whānau sending out people around midnight to check whether they've closed up for the night.
In the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, we're seeing cars coming through. You know, we know that no one travels to Coromandel at 2:30 in the morning, especially not during lockdown. So, you know, there's no essential service that's required at that time of night.
Rihanna Manuel is urging people who slipped through to come in for swabs to make sure they weren't carrying the virus with them. Hapū from the north of Ngāti Porou in the East Cape have re-established a checkpoint in an effort to protect their communities from COVID. Ani Pāhuru Huriwai from Matakawa COVID-19 Response says police mobile checkpoints aren't enough to keep the community safe, and traffic levels are higher than during last year's lockdowns, with an average of 23 cars going through the police checkpoints. She says 32 Ngāti Porou Hapū asked Emergency Management Minister Chris Farfoy for a regional state of emergency and static checkpoints, but this was rejected on advice from the local emergency management controller. Rotorua's Indigenous Arts Festival has been postponed because of COVID Level 4 restrictions. The festival, from September 9 to 19, included a number of Auckland-based acts. Festival Trust Chair Mercia Dawn Yates says rather than take some of the program online, as it did last year, the Trust decided to wait until it is safe to proceed. Full refunds will be issued to ticket holders. And that is your Wātea News.